I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Norway began releasing the names of people murdered in last Friday's twin attacks. The lawyer for the man accused in the bombing and shooting said today that his client is probably insane. He says Anders Behring Breivik is not aware of how many people he killed. That number is 76. Now many people in Norway are questioning why it took so long to get to the victims and whether it's time to rethink the country's security. The World's Clark Boyd reports from Oslo.
Oslo's streets were filled with summer shoppers and tourists today. It had the feeling of a city trying to return to some kind of normality. But just a few blocks from the main shopping area, there were constant reminders of last Friday's violence. Behind barricades, workmen fixed glass panels that were blown out in the explosion.
Our capital, Oslo, has been a very quiet place and a place for reflection.
Knut Olaf Umes is the cultural and op-ed editor for Norway's Aftenposten newspaper. His offices are around the corner from the blast site.
Norwegians are usually very noisy in public space, but I think I can sense the same thing happening as in New York City immediately after 11th of September. More consideration and more warmth and, taking care of each other in public space.
The Oslo Cathedral has become the focal point, a place of silence and reflection. Thousands file through each hour, many lighting candles. Outside the cathedral steps, there are flowers, teddy bears, and messages of support in a dozen different languages. Since the attacks, Norwegian politicians have stressed that the events of last Friday won't fundamentally change the country. They insist that it will remain open and tolerant. But Norwegians are struggling with some hard questions. Why aren't there more police on the street to discourage acts of terrorism? Why didn't the police act faster to save the people on the island of Utøya? Police spokesman Johan Fredriksen defended the force today.
I don't think this could have gone faster. I can't see how that could be possible within this distance and under these conditions. So we will always try to be better, but I can't see how we could have done this faster.
In Norway, beat cops don't carry firearms, and there are only 1.6 policemen for every 1,000 inhabitants. Apart from the strength of the police force, the attacks are prompting other questions. Is the Norwegian legal system strong enough to punish Breivik appropriately? Was he truly a lone wolf, or part of a larger and potentially more dangerous anti-immigrant movement here? Norwegians, it seems, have just been sent a strong reminder of one thing.
Risk. There is no way you can vaccinate a society against risk, and we have to accept that.
Christian Harpiken is director of the Peace Research Institute in Oslo.
As this sinks in, Norwegians will have to choose between, on the one hand, trying to set up the type of counter-terrorist measures that would certainly limit our freedoms, and on the other hand, simply accept that being a society entails living with risk.
Most Norwegians are hoping to strike a balance. Again, Aftenposten's Knut Olaf Umes.
Norway is not a country to be struck by irrational fear. And most Norwegians are too freedom-loving to accept too deep restrictions on their personal freedom. So I think we'll find that balance.
For the moment, the Norwegians I've spoken with are more concerned about honoring those who have died and supporting those who lost loved ones. The hard questions may have to wait. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Oslo.